Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God says that we should not be jealous. We should not be boastful or proud. The Bible goes on to say, dads, in your family, don't you dare be rude. Boy, have you ever had your child rebuke you? You know what? When you teach your children the ways of the Lord, they know just enough of God's word to be dangerous sometimes. And when you say the wrong thing, they'll say, Dad, that's rude. The Bible says, don't be rude. Well, you honor your father. You respect your father. God says, don't be rude. It's right here in the Bible. I'm going to give them the verse. It's 1 Corinthians 13 and 5. You may need it today. Love does not demand its own way. Oh, my goodness, Dad, you've got to repeat that one with me. Come on, are you ready? Ready or not? Love does not demand its own way. One dad. That's why I have this sermon this morning. You have got to understand that your love for your family must be unconditional love. And that means it's not always your way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record when it has been wronged. Oh my goodness, this passage of scripture is a sermon in itself. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. There we go with the wife opinion again. Most men don't rejoice when they win out. Love never gives up. I'm not saying that being married and having children, whether you have one or 25, is an easy job. But you must never give up, because God does not give up on us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He says, I love you with an everlasting love. That is your place in the family, to represent God. You see, this is the heavy sermon, Pastor. Good. I want you to recognize how important your position is in the family. When you recognize that, you'll have no time to be doing the things you shouldn't do. Because when you measure yourself against the love of God for us, then you see, I've got a lot of praying to do. I really need God's help about this. And you're humble enough to say to your wife, I'm not Mr. Perfect. Oh, I may look good, but I'm not Mr. Perfect. I need your prayers. Honey, you better pray for me right now. How many of you say that? Keep your hands down. I don't want to know. But husbands, you really do need to ask your wife to pray. Ladies, you must pray for your husbands. They need your help. They really do. Because God's standard for fathers is the way he treats us. Number four, fathers are to support and take care of the family's physical needs, emotional needs, financial needs. Now listen to this. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, pray to the Father, give us this day our daily bread. Just as God provides for our needs, fathers, we ought to provide for the needs of our families. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4 and 19, our Heavenly Father meets all of our needs. It says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now listen to what it says in 1 Timothy 5 and 8. If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially those of the household, he has denied the faith, and he is worse than an unbeliever. Gentlemen, you need to write that verse down. 1 Timothy 5 and 8, God is talking to us. Regardless of the type of job you have to get, you've got to be working. You've got to be working to take care of your family. It's your job. Don't be content that your wife is working. You have got to work. That is your responsibility as God's presence in that house. Your family is looking to you like they look to the Lord. They're looking to you. It's your responsibility under God to supply for the needs of your home. Somebody say amen. Number five, a father teaches his children about God. Well, you say, well, let mommy teach you. No, that's not what the Bible says. In fact, when God was selecting Abraham to be the father of a great nation that he was developing called Israel, listen to what God said in Genesis 18 and 19. He said, I have chosen Abraham so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. God chose him because he knew he would do it. God chose you as a father with the same expectation that you will lead your family and your children to God. You say, well, it's mom's responsibility. That's not what the Bible teaches us. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 5, God is directing fathers to introduce his word and his ways to their children. Listen to what it says. And you will love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, and your might. And these words that I command you this day will remain in your heart, and you will teach them diligently to your children. When they go to Sunday school? No. When they go to church? Not just then. When you talk to them. When you're sitting in your house. When you walk with them by the way. When they lie down at night and you begin to read them a story. Let it also be a Christian story. Let it be teaching from the Word of God. And when you rise up in the morning, you need to tell them this is the day that the Lord has made. You need to rejoice. Rejoice in this day. Come on, get that coal out your eye. Come on, wake up. God is good. God has given you another day to worship and praise you. Now they may say, oh, Daddy, it's okay. You're fulfilling God's will and plan for your life. One of the things I remember most as a little boy was when we would have family devotions and prayer. Now, I have to tell you, when you're really little, you're not really that excited about prayer initially. Let the church say amen. Come on, some of you are too spiritual, perhaps. Just be honest. And my dad and my mom would always have a time of prayer and lead us in prayer. At least once a week we'd pray, and guess what? They would make us say something. Imagine that. We didn't know what to say. So then we just listened to them and start copying them. And whatever they said, we would say right back. They'd say, the Lord is good, and we say, the Lord is good. They'd say, read that verse, and we'd read that verse. After a while, we had those who were in and those who wanted to be out. But we all spent time in prayer together. Dads, that's your responsibility. My father made my mom an altar at home. I will never forget that. And my mom used to go to that altar and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. My dad was a quiet man, but he loved God. He trusted God. He loved his family. He was faithful to his family. He loved his wife. Boy, he took care of her so good. He cooked all the time. He'd work all day and come home and cook for the family. Wow. I said, I've got some big shoes to fill. My goodness, my dad is the best man I have ever known in my entire life. I mean that. And because of his example, I have tried to do the same thing in my family. Listen, dad, you have to understand your children are watching you. You're already the hero unless you mess up. They want to be just like you. But what example are you setting before them? Are they able to follow you, even in the way you love their mom? You know what children want most? They want a dad who loves their mom. They want a dad who honors their mom. and buys them some occasional ice cream in gifts. It's always got to be something for them in there, you know. But you'd be surprised how much. I remember as kids, once again, my mom and dad used to have a good time. Now, my dad was really conservative and kind of quiet like I am. And basically, my mom, she was very exuberant and high-spirited and happy and flashy, and that's the way she was. So she would always tease him by saying, Oh, Lawrence, come here, Lawrence. And she'd hug him, and they would kiss, and he'd go like this when he saw us watching. And sometimes we'd walk in, and Mom would be sitting on his lap. We loved it. We loved it. Sometimes we turned the other way, but we loved it. Your children love you, Dad, and love watching you love their mother. You've got to do it. You say, well, they'll get embarrassed. Good, let them get embarrassed. But let them see what a true, loving marriage relationship is like. I can't tell you how many young people I've talked to who said, Pastor, I'm not getting married. Why? Oh, my goodness. What's the example that they've seen in the home? There's no happiness. There's no peace. There's no love that's really shown. See? Oh, I'll live with them, but I'm not going to marry them. Why? Because marriage may jinx it. Jinx? What are you talking about? Well, listen, folks, that is the condition of our world today. But dads, what I'm trying to tell you, it's your responsibility to set the atmosphere in the home.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number six, fathers exercise discipline. Now, my mom was not one for saying, wait till your father gets home. She was one who would take care of it for herself. And so we knew that. So we knew it was coming from both directions. But nevertheless, every now and then, Dad would rise to the occasion. God is a God who disciplines us. And therefore, dads, we've got to discipline our children, no matter how hard it may be for you to spank your little babies on the leg or to say to them, stop it. You have to do it. God expects it from you. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 12 and 5. My children, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you, and don't be discouraged when he corrects you. God disciplines his children. See, for the discipline of the Lord is for those he loves, and he punishes those who he has accepted as his children. So, we are to discipline our children. Why? Because we do it out of love. Listen to some scriptures about this. Proverbs 29 and 17. Discipline your son, and he will give you happiness and peace of mind. Dads, especially your boys, you have got to discipline them. It will give you and your wife and the people around you and your whole family happiness and peace of mine. Proverbs 13 and 24 says, if you refuse to discipline your son, it proves that you don't love him. For if you love him, you will be prompt to punish him. Listen, these words are from God. God loves us, so he disciplines us. Now, you must never correct or discipline your children when you're angry. You always discipline them in love. If you feel you're too angry about something, just wait a little while, go pray, and then come back. Ask God to take over. And then you come back with the love of God and give them a spanking or give them a talking to. See, God expects us to discipline our children, but the way he would do it. Not with abuse. See, not even with verbal abuse. The Bible says, in fact, in Colossians 3 and 21, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. In other words, the punishment must fit the crime. You can't mete out the same punishment all the time. You have to actually be sensitive to your children and know their hearts and know their lives, but you must discipline them because this is the word of the Lord. Let me give you one more scripture. It's Proverbs 23 and 13. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Did you hear what I just read? You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. There are so many men in the penitentiary today because their fathers never disciplined them. In fact, because their fathers were actually missing, they never got any discipline. Listen, if you don't discipline your children, somebody else will. And it may be too late. So it's important for us to realize that. Let me give you the last one just briefly, and then we're going to pray for you fathers, and that is this. Fathers are to possess compassion for their children and for their families. In Psalm 103 and 13, it says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion upon those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Fathers, we must show concern and consideration for our children. We must have sympathy for our children. We must have sympathy for our wives as well. It says in Psalm 86 and 15, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. That's how God wants us to be, men. And let me say this. Your children should never be afraid to approach you. I'm going to say it again. Your children should never be afraid to approach you. Jesus said, when we have a need, what did he say? He said, go to the Father. Jesus, I have a need. The Father may be busy. He said, no. Just go to the Father. Well, Jesus, I hardly know the Father. That's okay. Just go to the Father and say, my Father. Have you ever done that with your dad? Oh, my goodness. I remember sometimes when I would just go to my dad and sit on his lap and I'd play with his hair. I could get anything from my dad at that time. When we say our Father, we say Abba Father, Daddy. God turns and he looks and he says, wow, that's my kid down there. Okay, what do you want now? The same thing natural fathers do is the same thing our Father in heaven does. That's why Jesus said, ask. You don't have to be afraid to ask God for anything. He said, just keep on asking. Now, I think that's where the kids get it from. They ask you one time and they keep on asking till they get it. How many of you know that's true? Now, don't teach them that. Well, teach them that spiritually. They're going to figure it out with you anyway. They're going to keep on asking until you give them what they want. And yet Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. That verb in the Greek language is keep on asking. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Because just as sure as you keep seeking, you're going to find. And as you continue to knock, the door is going to be open. Fathers, you represent God in the home. Your children shouldn't be afraid to come to you. And guess what? Have some pocket change. And yeah, they get pretty old after a while. Have some dollar bills. Maybe carry a checkbook with you. And you want to know something? If you bless your children when they get older, they'll bless you right back. Because you've taught them well. Now, how many of you have older children and they've blessed your life? Let me see your hand. Okay, keep practicing, I'm telling you. Keep practicing because they will do that. They will reciprocate what you have done. Ah, it could be you. I'm not saying it is, but I don't know, but what we teach our children, they become. That's the point. See, it's important that we pass on this torch of fatherhood, but God being our example. Fathers, we fall so far short of the way we're supposed to be in our families. We need to ask them to have patience with us today. Because some of us may be hearing this for the first time. I'm supposed to be like, God, oh no. Yeah, he's placed you there. In his place, in that family, to be like him. Not to be about your own business. Not to be waited on and served. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve others. Dad, you're here to serve your family. You're here to serve your children. Don't you love this message today? This is a good message. Let all the women say amen. Amen. Okay, let the men say amen. Amen. Oh, that's just as strong. Praise God for men who believe the word. I want to pray for you today. I want all of the men to come up right now. We're going to pray. Come on. Come on. We're going to pray. And I want you ladies to pray. Listen, if you've ever prayed hard for your husband, pray hard now. Because he's coming to the altar. And, you know, this message is so real. This message is so important today. Because God expects us as men to represent him in the home. He really wants us to love our families and to care for our families and to show them his love. He would never forsake them. He will always provide for them. He'll always love them unconditionally. Do you know what? It's been said that a father is the first introduction to God that a child knows. Well, there was a little saying where this little boy asked his father, what is God like? And the father said, he is kind, he's wonderful, he's great, he's so loving and kind. And the little boy said, oh, he must be like you, Daddy. And the man said, realizing then that he was representing the nature of God, how unlike God he truly was with his family. Guys, we have to feel like that today. If we really embrace this message, we love our families, but we're not God. And maybe we don't even behave like him. This morning, we need to ask God to help us. It's a very big responsibility that we have. It was one that wasn't chosen for us. It was one that was given to us. And yet, all society is influenced by dads and their interaction in the family. Every person is connected. Every family is connected. You know other people in your life, and they're watching you to see what you do in your family and how you do it. You can be such an encouragement to other men and how to be God's presence in the family.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Passing the Torch of Fatherhood, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.